it's not something that plays on my mind too much, but I guess it would be nice to still have ginger hair in the world and for it to still be a thing. I think it's a nice splash of colour, and the world, I think, would be a very boring place if it was just everyone having blonde or brown or black hair, and there, you know, there wasn't something as kind of like easy on the eye and as colourful as ginger hair.
And this campaign to get people to go and donate their sperm, because only 2% of sperm donors are people with their hair. Do you think this is an effective way to get people to donate their sperm?
Yeah, I think so. I think the movement in itself has got a lot of attention. So, yeah, I think especially when they've thrown in this offer of getting the free ginger beer, it's kind of a fun, quirky little aspect of it as well. But in that way, it's kind of still managed to bring a lot of attention to the cause as a whole. So, yeah, I think it's a very effective way to bring attention to it. Did I answer the question properly there?
I think so. I think I asked it a bit weirdly as well.
All right, do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is offering up ginger beer an effective way of getting people involved in the campaign for black people to donate this beer?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's a bit of fun. And yeah, anytime you get offered something like that, it's always going to be good. I think, in all honesty, the fact that it's just, it doesn't really cost anything to donate your sperm or anything like that probably would have been enough as well. But I think the fact it's a pretty kind of lighthearted little addition that they've made to it, and ginger guys do get something out of it. Yeah, I think it's a pretty intelligent and quite a funny little quirk they've added to it.
And how would you feel about donating your sperm to it? Like, would you have an issue with sort of like an emotional part of it?
Yeah, maybe. It'd be interesting thinking that, you know, you've got a few little ginger kids running out there one day. But I guess in a way you can look at it as something you're doing for the greater good. You're keeping ginger hair alive and well, and yeah, I guess that just might come as a bit of a personal, you know, as a bit of an ethical issue you might have. But I don't think I personally would have any trouble with that.
And do you think that social media with the hashtag #SaveGingers is a good way to get the message out there?
Yeah, I think probably the most effective way these days to kind of galvanise a big audience of young people is to access it through social media. And yeah, through Twitter, like that hashtag #SaveGingers is obviously one of the quickest and most effective ways to get something trending and bring attention to it. So yeah, I think it's a very effective way to kind of get a few people to rally around the cause.
Oh, one more question. Are you surprised that so many people are sort of getting behind this cause? Like, you know, there's also such a big demand for ginger sperm donors. Like, you know, people asking after them.
Am I surprised that people want the jizz of redheaded people? Look, it's not something I've kind of been expecting for a long period of time. I haven't just kind of been sitting at home thinking, Jesus Christ, when someone's going to ask for my sperm. But, I mean, it kind of does surprise me that it's gotten as much traction as it did. But I think it just goes to show that people do like red hair. People do like gingers. You know, they might get a bit of a tough time from time to time. But, yeah, no, it's quite nice to see as a ginger male.
Okay.
Happy?
Yeah.